Thanks, Minister.
Thank you.
Okay. Minister Varadkar, Barry White from Highland Radio here in Donegal. First of all, can I just ask you how you travelled here to Glenthies today?
In a car from Sligo.
Would you admit that it's a long, arduous journey to Donegal?
From Sligo?
Well, no, you would have travelled from Dublin to Sligo and then to Donegal. You would admit it's a long journey.
Certainly, yeah, it is a long journey, yeah.
Yeah, that's a journey that many cancer patients from County Donegal have to make on a regular basis. Is that acceptable?
It depends on the circumstances. There is cancer care provided in Letterkenny, as you know, and radiation oncology is going to be provided in Derry quite soon. We've put 20 million into a unit in Derry, which will be used by patients in Donegal. What you always have to balance in healthcare, though, is convenience and quality. Everybody, of course, would like to live next door to a specialist centre with adequate volume and adequate staff and everything that's needed, but that isn't always possible. So that is something that has to be taken into account in all healthcare planning. It isn't possible to provide high quality, top notch specialist care in every parish. That's not possible. So you always have to balance that out.
We've had a number of politicians call for a cancer centre of excellence to come to County Donegal. Is that viable? Will that ever happen under your tenure?
Well, look, at the existing services that are there in Letterkenny will remain. I know there are some concerns, particularly about the breast cancer services. They're being strengthened. It's difficult to get staff to Letterkenny for lots of different reasons, but the South Hospital Group is doing its best to ensure that a consultant comes up twice a week from Beaumont, is trying to recruit GPs with a special interest in the area, and also an advanced nurse practitioner. So the services that are there will remain and will also be strengthened. But realistically, a centre of excellence to international standards needs to have a catchment area of about 1 million people. And that's the reality of it. And we can provide second-rate care locally, or we can provide top-rate care in special centres that may require that people have to travel.